This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way, also on Gab the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America, and on Parler you'll find us at The Captain's America. And then we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there, and if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us broadcasting right now live on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to start on hour number one, we have got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline those two words, ladies and gentlemen, underscore them, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Joe Biden, we're going to start out with a Joe Biden report because of what he said to the governors, about the governors of Texas and Mississippi. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. All right, this is our Neanderthal Man report, something we just started because of the comments that were made by His Royal Majesty, who, by the way, didn't know if he was going to be doing a question and answer session with a bunch of world leaders today or not, which is really embarrassing when you say, okay, well, I'm ready to take questions now. That's what we're doing. Click, gone.
Exactly. It just faded out, Captain.
It didn't fade out. They shut him off.
Well, they shut him off. But basically, in other words, they just sort of faded to the logo there. But he basically said, look, I'm ready to answer questions. Is that what we're going to do? I'll do whatever you want me to do.
And
we didn't hear anything.
Well,
just went away.
To the Neanderthal part of the report, President number 46, Joe Biden, ripped the Republican governor in Texas and Mississippi over lifting the COVID restrictions, calling it Neanderthal thinking. Well, the guy that's older than dirt and the Neanderthal in the bunch is the one calling the names, and that would be Joe Biden.
Well, again, I don't know that he, thought to say that or that was sort of scripted out ahead of time, but the way he said it seemed pretty off the cuff to me. But here's the thing, Captain, and I'll say this. I think that Joe Biden obviously has picked on a group here that cannot defend themselves because they've gone extinct. But honestly, his terminology here was simply meant to be a real insult, obviously. But it's just something that Joe Biden, you know, should maybe have thought twice about here.
Well, here's the deal. It's obvious to me, and I'm going to continue to say it, and if you don't like it, I don't care. Joe Biden is suffering from some sort of senior form of dementia or maybe something different. He may have had a stroke. There's something really bad wrong going on.
Well, it's getting...
It's obvious.
It's more and more obvious all the time. And I think the cutoff of not taking questions is indicative of the idea that he's not supposed to have off-script commentary.
Yeah. Speaking of not taking questions, let's take a question from a caller right now. This would be Mr. Mike in Clearwater, the mayor of Clearwater, upcoming, running or whatever. Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
You're too kind, Captain. You're too kind. Listen, Kyle. I tell you what, Kyle, I'm concerned because Fox News said that they're expecting an upwards of 120,000 unaccompanied minors to show up at the border.
And they'll have 100,000 by the time summer rolls around.
Right. And what does Jen Psaki say? Oh, well, this is a difficult time, and we're not encouraging people to come, but we don't believe in what the past administration did, so we're not going to turn anybody under the age of 18 away. Well, okay, you know what? I have sympathy for the kids, too, but how are we going to take care of them? Who's going to pay for the, you know, to feed them, clothe them, all that?
You are.
And then the second thing, they said, oh, well, you know, so far they 108 people came to Brownsville, Texas, crossed the border illegally. They tested positive for COVID. And the city says that they had to let them go because they don't have the authority to quarantine them.
Not quite correct. Let me correct you. They were loaded up on a bus and sent to parts unknown.
Right. But the point is, we've got COVID positive people.
Sure.
That are, you know, coming into this country. So, you know, Kyle, this is a mess, and it's going to become a crisis if it isn't already. The Border Patrol already says that this is worse than what it was, you know, any time before,
okay,
even when Obama was in office.
All right, we will answer that for you on the other side of the break, Mr. Mike. Thank you very much. Okay, and Kyle, you hang on, and we will get to that when we come back from the break. We have a hard break we have to take right now. Anybody that knows the clock on the show, they know that, and I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, many of you know, regular listeners to the program, that I've been taking Relief Factor for a little bit more than 5 years right now. And I swear by it because of what it does for me. And I'll tell you what, the other day, over the weekend, when I had a serious problem, again, with my left leg swelling up and my ankle swelling up, and the pain I was in was intense, I took an extra dosage of Relief Factor. I went morning, noon, and night. And by the time noontime came around, after taking the morning dose and then taking the second dose, I was back in control of the situation. But it's better than what the alternative used to be, and that was to take some hardcore narcotics to keep control of everything, and I just don't want to do that. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and also controls the pain that I have because of my left ankle injury and left lower leg injury. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it helps to lower or eliminate pain and reduce the inflammation that you have, too. Now, the best part is it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in. It also supports healthy joints and muscles in the healing process. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get everything rolling along. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain, and give that a try. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Tens of thousands of people have done it. It's worked for them, and it'll work for you. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, Mike asked us a question, so let's go ahead and answer it.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, Mike had a great question. First off, it was about the unaccompanied minors making their way to the U.S. And you know, Captain, we understand from various reports that in many cases, if they can even locate the parents of the children that were already here, the parents don't want to come get them.
Yeah. Well, there's something that we need to just state to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the people, and he mentioned the age under the age of 18, that's true. But we have many 20, 21, 22, 23-year-olds that don't look like they're much more than 16 or 17 years of age that are claiming to be less than 18 that are sliding in with this group, too.
Right. Well, exactly. And, of course, a lot of, these young people are brought here because they are being used to pose as the children of somebody in some
right.
cases. And then they don't care what happens to them after they make it into the U.S., that kind of thing. And so there's a real potential for real child abuse, and it's a terrible thing, and it's got to be stopped. And then, of course, you know, this idea of letting of the people of Brownsville that he mentioned,
yeah.
You know, that is also very, very concerning, because now if you have people that went off to, as you said, Captain, parts unknown, and if they're COVID positive, well, isn't that a health risk? You know,
108 people, depending on how many they come in contact with, could actually make about 100,000 people COVID positive. Depending on how many people they come in contact with.
Well, exactly. I mean, and so are we trying to curtail the spread of COVID-19, or aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good question.
Yeah, and the word I said was could. Didn't say would. Could. It depends on how much influx they have with regular, everyday people in their travels.
Well, right. And one other thing about what's now being called influx centers, I saw a report, Captain, that said that the media is not allowed to see inside of these trailers, these converted cargo containers, basically. They're not allowed to see inside them.
Well, the one that did see one was the gal that reports for Sean Hannity. I forget her name. Sarah
Carter. Yeah.
Yeah, she was down there on the border, and she actually peeked in a window of one of those trailers.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you would think that they'd want to show them mm-hmm. off as, look at the palatial, wonderful thing that we're doing.
Here. You have to understand, those are shipping containers, Kyle, that they
right.
come in on board the decks of ships. You've seen them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and they've taken them and they've used them for something totally different. Now, I do want to play audio of Joe Biden yesterday, and this is what he said about what was going on in Texas and Mississippi. So for you folks listening to me over there in Texas and our affiliates and Mississippi too, here's what the President of the United States thinks of you.
The president is criticizing Texas, Mississippi, and other states for ending mask mandates and other COVID-19 restrictions.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference.
Speaking in the Oval Office, he called it Neanderthal thinking to believe that mask wearing isn't necessary.
It still matters.
The CDC warns there's a risk of a major setback in the fight against COVID-19, just as vaccines are becoming widespread. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, Kyle, if you want to wear a mask, you can. Nobody's going to stop you, right?
Well, that's exactly right. You see, this is the end of a mask mandate. But many of the businesses, you know, if you're in Texas, fully expect if you're going to go to the grocery store, they're probably going to require you have a face covering on, or other places of businesses. So, again, it's not nobody can wear a mask or everybody takes off the mask. It's voluntary at this point.
And the fact of the matter is, whether they want to admit it or not, the numbers are out there. They're going down, dramatically going down in several states, including my home state of Florida, Texas, Mississippi, other states that have come along and said we don't need the masks anymore. South Dakota, for example, Governor Kristi Noem up there, they are definitely saying, okay, well, the numbers have gone down. We're down below where we need to be. We're going to relax some things and go from there.
Well, right. Well, but here's the thing, Captain. Dr. Fauci, back in the news, you know,
Little Dr. Fauci?
Well, little Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
He's now kind of disputing what the president's talked about, maybe getting back to normal.
I am so not shocked about that one.
Well, of course, but he says, I don't think we're going to be completely normal a year from now. So, again, it's like, the goalposts, you know, we need to get, like, satellite fixes or something on these goalposts so we can see where they're moving. But it just seems to me that every single time we get, and by the way, vaccinations are going to be way, way up. We're going to, you know, everybody who's going to need a vaccination is going to get one,
yep.
right?
Yep.
We've got these numbers going down, but yet at the same time, it's as if, and Fauci world, it's always going to be, nope, not going to work.
Okay, well, speaking of little Dr. Fauci, we're going to do something called 60 Seconds with Todd. So, 60 Seconds with Todd, go ahead.
Fauci is a disgrace to all true Italians like myself. Unbelievable.
I didn't think he was Italian.
Well, he got a fake name like de Blasio. His real last name is Wilhelm. He's a disgrace to Italians. He's another one. But anyway, bottom line is this. The Democrats have no good ideas for the American people. You understand? You're supposed to be looking out for the American. Keep your $1,400. How about we make your $250 a year plus perks, and you keep your $1,400? No, that's a no. We're back to work. Nowhere in the Constitution does it have the right for any person, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, to tell you you can't go to work, okay? And you can't put food on the table. Wake up, man. Wake up. You should be voting these clowns out. They didn't even win righteously. We stand with our first responders and our cops. God bless you, Captain. Stand up for the country. Peace.
All right. Now, the other thing is when you talk about what's going on with the mood of the country, I think there's a lot of buyer's remorse going on right now about Joe Biden.
I think so, too. I think his poll numbers have dipped.
They have. They've dipped substantially here over the last. Now, of course, you're not going to hear this with the XYZ polls that the mainstream media uses, but there is a poll out there, a Gallup poll that came out that shows his numbers have dropped, which that I would believe because Gallup is pretty much both sides of the aisle. Instead of being one or the other, and it doesn't really favor anybody. Now, I want to mention real quick before we have to go to break, the Iranian militias probably were the ones that fired those 10 rockets into the al-Assad military base from inside Iraq. They did kill one contractor and did quite a bit of damage, which leads to a new problem of what will happen next if they're firing these rockets from portable rocket launchers and they're driving them around Iraq. How do we take them out?
Well, see, that's the thing. If they're mobile, they can set up virtually anywhere. I mean, they might be able to make some predictions about that, but they're not something that they can. They're not established, basically. And as I understand too, I think they destroy them once they launch, because in order to cover their tracks, kind of a thing.
Well, they try to because they're portable launchers on the back of like a pickup truck bed,
mm-hmm.
or they can be on a flatbed, or they can be inside a van truck as long as they can get them to where they can get the angle on the target they're firing at. But I watched these rockets when they came in via the coverage from, it was either a drone or a satellite, I couldn't tell which, but they were coming in and they were hitting their targets. They were hitting their targets. That's why when they said, well, there's really no damage, nonsense. I saw them hit four or five targets, one right after the other.
Wow, they got it dialed in.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number one. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a whole bunch more, and I'm going to let Kathy give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has canceled all votes for the rest of the week after Capitol Police announced they had intelligence that suggests a militia group may try to breach the Capitol building on Thursday. In a tweet, the department said they were increasing manpower to already heightened security measures on Capitol Hill. The department says they are taking the intelligence seriously, but did not disclose any further details. Senator Mark Warren says the threats appear to be mostly internet chatter, but the Virginia Democrat tells CNN that law enforcement is acting out of an abundance of caution.
Let me be clear that there is a great deal of enhanced security around the Capitol. We have fences. There are still National Guards, troops. There's a level of security that I hope and pray will not have to continue much longer. We've not seen any evidence of accumulation of crowds coming into the city. And this mostly seems to be internet chatter.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. We'll get to him in a minute, but right now I got to tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance is the company that I personally have been a client of, customer of, for going on 15 years, and they've done a very good job with me. Now, if you have a car, if you have a truck, maybe you got an RV or an ATV or a boat or a motorcycle. And, oh, by the way, I had my snowmobiles. When I had my snowmobiles, insured through them in case you got hurt in a snowmobile, which, believe it or not, can happen out there right around the middle of nowhere. And you hit a tree or you go through a fence you didn't know that was there. Those sort of things happen, and you tear yourself or your machine up. And it's happened more than once to a lot of people out there. They know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or you can give them a call, find out where your local agent is, and do it that way. But they'll give you a quote on the car or the truck you're driving, motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. And don't forget, they will also insure your house or your apartment that you're renting or the condo that you own or that you're renting. They'll do that because they have homeowners and renters insurance. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right. And Kyle, guess what it's time for?
What's that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Get out of the way. It's going to run us all over here. Gee whiz. All right. Well, my God. Okay. Now, I'm circling back to Nancy Pelosi. And you know why?
Why is that?
Well, her little subway project over there, the $112 million, I think is what it was, subway project in the ritzy section of California where she lives, got axed and taken out of the COVID stimulus bill, along with a lot of other stuff, including refurbing or rehabbing the bridge going across the St. Lawrence Seaway, which really didn't need to be done. It certainly didn't need to be widened. I mean, the bridge has been there, taken very good care of for a number of years. The other thing was, And Denise was even surprised. She says, well, I didn't know that. They had a congressional pay raise hidden in this bill, and they took that out of there.
Well, of course, yeah, they're finding out that people are finding out. And Pelosi evidently told, at least her office, told CNN that some of these provisions are being taken out, again, because the parliamentarian said that they couldn't be included. But nevertheless, they're also, I think, getting a lot of blowback, Captain, from people who are saying, why are you putting all this stuff in the bill, not just from Republicans, but from Democrats, too, when this is supposed to be a stimulus package, put money in people's pockets to pay things like the rent, the mortgage, buy groceries, and pay expenses, and not simply to have these sort of pet projects. And they could do that in other bills, can't they?
Now, the other thing they did was they tightened the limits on the money and how much income you can make to get the $1,400.
Right.
Nobody, no single individual over $80,000 will get this at all. And no couples over $160,000 will get this at all. It's a pushback from what they were getting from the moderates. They were saying, hey, we're not going to vote for this. What are you doing giving people $200,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $1,400? They don't need it.
Well, right, and that's where a lot of this pushback is coming from, because again of how it's perceived. But also, Captain, by the same token, the money's going to help people who really do need it, and that's for sure. But at the same time, it's getting the economy going,
yeah,
and making sure that people have jobs to go to. That's the important.
However, there has been a little delay been put in place here, and when I heard about this, I wasn't concerned about the fact that, well, we have credible intel that on March the 4th, they're going to try to storm the Capitol again and install Donald Trump as the president, blah, 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 blah. Well, that, whoever put that out there is out of their mind, first of all, number one. And number two, Donald Trump is not going to be installed into anything anywhere unless he decides to run for election again. So this stuff's got to come to an end right now. Forget about it. And those morons that are out there trying to peddle this stuff out there and on the Internet and whatnot, just go away.
Yeah, it is very sad. It's very scary, and it's also very sad. But because, you know, Captain, there's nothing to be accomplished here. There's no mechanism for what they must believe if they storm the Capitol and take it over that they're going to be successful. It's just not going to happen. The American government, the American people are not going to go along with such a thing. But just yet they do this to make threats. They do this perhaps because maybe they're true believers, but that's why we stand against those kinds of things.
Well, that's not the way we do things in this country, and if anybody thinks that is the way we do things, then guess what? There's a special padded cell for you in a mental institution somewhere.
Well, that's right. And then we also have others that, law enforcement, we have National Guard, we have, all kinds of mechanisms. And by the way, Captain, they continue to catch people who were participated in January 6th.
Okay, well, I don't have a lot of time here, so let me go over to a caller. I think I know who this is. Okay, if this is Ian, you got about a minute before I have to start taking a break here.
It's the mayor of nowhere, Captain.
Oh, that's right, the mayor of nowhere. Okay, go ahead.
I want to give some insight, and I could be wrong, but it's just my opinion, to Mike called before the break about the immigration thing.
Correct.
He said, well, it's going to be a crisis, Captain. Hey, dudes and dudettes, it's been a crisis. since 1965 when they broke the borders, and y'all are just waking up to this, it's only going to get worse. And I contend one of the reasons why they got rid of Trump was he was the only one that took a stab at solving this immigration problem, legal and illegal, and they wanted him out. Look, I'm going to finish with this. It's all about this, people. They don't care about us. They want cheap labor because they don't want to pay us what they're worth, and they want cheap votes because they don't want to work for votes anymore.
Yep.
They're importing cheap labor and a voting bloc, and they're going to displace us in our own country.
Okay.
Does that make me a racist for saying that?
Don't know, but we got to go. Okay, thank you, and that's Ian. By the way, H.R. 1 passed last night, Kyle.
It did.
220 to 212, pretty much along party lines. One Republican crossed over, a Texas Republican named Lance Gordon. Two Democrats voted with the Republicans. 220 to 212 was the count. And there's something in there. I heard about it, and I looked it up. If you give $200 in political donations to a candidate, and you know how the federal government gives, like, what they call matching funds back?
Federal matching funds, yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what they'll give to the candidate if you give $200 to the candidate?
What's that?
$1,600.
Wow.
They changed it.
Wow.
So the number is $200. You give them $200, they get $1,600.
Well, again, you know, this whole bill, H.R. 1, is designed to get basically a death grip, as it were, onto the election process that could never be broken and will ensure that Democrats win all the time forever.
Right, and it is unconstitutional in the fact that the Constitution grants the ability to be able to change or add or pass election laws to who?
To the states.
Yeah, this is the federal government doing it now, regulating who can vote and who can't vote and how many votes people can do the voter harvesting, 300 votes plus and all that stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, it really is, but of course it's got to go over to the Senate, obviously. But to not have or to just try to say that you're expanding voting rights and this kind of thing is a misnomer, I think.
Yeah, and you folks need to write this number down right now because you need to call your senators, and of course each state has two. The number to reach the switchboard at the Senate is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. Call them up, give them your zip code. You'll get your senators. You'll get your phone numbers for one or the other, and then call the senator's office and say, hey, do not vote for this. If you're up, and make sure, find out first if they're up for re-election in 2 years. Because if they are, say, if you're up for re-election, we are going to make an honest-to-God effort, everybody we can muster, to vote you out of office. Get their attention.
Well, exactly. But what they're doing, Captain, again, they're trying to get while the getting's good. They believe that this is their time to grab all that power.
Yep.
And you're right. Call up your representative. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is going to be a little sparse tonight. So when we get done with that, we're going to come back with who's setting the agenda in Washington, D.C. It is not Joe Biden. And for anybody that thinks so, you don't know what you're talking about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. They operate the Double D Ranch up there. And they're up the road just a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee by telling them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about them on the radio. In other words, I was advertising for them. So you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club. Okay, because of the way things are kind of floating around in the world these days, here's a flashback from the past, and the title all by itself kind of fits the mood today. Paul. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that's the Fifth Dimension.
Yeah, and let's see, what was his name? Billy Davis and Marilyn McCoo?
Yeah, I think they were part of that, right.
Yeah, they're husband and wife married, and they're still married today after all these years. And that song, you know, Let the Sun Shine In, The Age of Aquarius, if you will, is kind of reminiscent of what's going on here today, because as futuristic as that sounded back in the day, it kind of brings a little light onto what's transpiring around the countryside today, in my opinion.
Oh, sure, yeah. It goes all the way back to, I think, 1967, basically. But, yeah, it does have a ring true for today.
Yeah, that was when the girls all wore miniskirts.
That's right, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
All right, well, a system will approach the Four Corners section of the country and Southern Plains on Thursday is going to produce some new hazards. Heavy snow is expected in the central and southern Rockies. And get this, folks, you could have several feet of snow there before this thing decides to do whatever it's going to do. Now, there will be a few thunderstorms with large hail possible over parts of the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma as this thing moves to the east. Critical fire weather threats from gusty winds and very dry conditions are likely from the Texas Panhandle to eastern New Mexico. But, Kyle, I see some weather out west that's starting to come ashore out there. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We definitely have a gale warning, for example, off the coast of Washington and Oregon tonight, also parts of Northern California. We've got a high wind warning. This is going to be just west of Roseburg and looks like west of Eugene there in Oregon. Also a wind advisory in Grants Pass area and Medford as you come along Interstate 5. Also high wind warning tonight. This is going to be in the Lakeview area of southern Oregon, along 395, basically. Also in Klamath Falls, Route 97, you've got a wind advisory there as well, and that dips down into Northern California. Wind advisory also in the Eureka area tonight. Fortuna, as you travel along Highway 101 up in Northern California. Over in Colorado tonight, Captain, for our friends in Denver, they've got a winter weather advisory. It looks like they've got rain showers slated for Thursday for today. Looks like they got sun, though, coming out on Friday, and then partly cloudy on Saturday. But if you're coming up the I-25 corridor through Colorado Springs, Castle Rock, Centennial, Denver, be advised of that winter weather advisory. There's also a winter weather advisory down in the Durango area, and that does dip down into northern New Mexico, where we also have a wind advisory. This along I-40, which is historic Route 66, by the way, in the Santa Rosa area, Fort Sumner, as well. In Clovis, New Mexico, just outside of Albuquerque is where this all begins if you're traveling eastbound out of Albuquerque on I-40. Also tonight, Captain, looks like well, pretty sparse up in Montana in terms of any kind of advisories and so forth, but we're looking at some temperatures up there. For example, Butte, Montana, 22 degrees tonight. So stay warm up there in Big Sky Country.
Well, I'm going to go back to the southwestern corner of Colorado because that part of Colorado could see several feet of snow starting up, as well as to the north and west of Albuquerque, right about the time you get into the Indian Reservation, right there, the Navajo Reservation in the mountainous areas going towards the Colorado border. You could see a lot of snow. It's just starting right now. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. There will be snow in New Mexico. There could very easily be snow in the mountainous areas of Arizona and also up in Utah. But I will tell you, if you're over right now, in Lubbock, Texas, south of Amarillo, on down towards Midland, down in that area, that the weather conditions are very unstable, and the winds are picking up, and there could very well be snow coming in your direction from the west, so be advised of all that. Now, I'm going to go over to Illinois, where just north of Springfield, You've got a little area in there where we still have some flooding going on. And what that is the ice in the rivers is breaking up, and it can't melt soon enough, and the water is just going over the top of the ice and flooding the low-lying areas around some of those rivers. It happens every year, so it's nothing that they don't know is not going to happen. But right now it might be a little worse than normal. Over in Tennessee, over by near where Cousin Vinny lives, come to think of it, his little pond might be a lot higher than what it's supposed to be because there's a flood warning in his area right now and a flood watch as well. So, Cousin Vinny, I hope you got the boat out there. You might need it. And then in Mississippi, over there to the south and west of Jackson, Mississippi, approaching I-20, a couple of the low-lying areas over there, it looks like as if there's the same scenario. Flood warning there from waters coming down from up above as things are starting to melt and things are warming up right now. And then to find anything else in the East Coast tonight, we have to look just offshore, Maine, on down around Boston, down into, down into Rhode Island, down into Long Island. You got a gale warning there. The winds are pretty gusty right along the ocean side. And down in Florida tonight, just south of Jacksonville from about Fernandina Beach on down to about Melbourne, just offshore, you got quite a bit of wind there as well. Waves are kicking up to boot down there, too. So, Kyle, who's running the show in D.C., because it is not Joe Biden.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's really Joe Biden. I think you, as we talked about before, I think you've got influences there from people like Jared, Valerie Jarrett. You've also got, I think, Obama's in the back room there, sort of calling some shots, perhaps, at least in the sense of policy ideas. And I think it's quite apparent.
And it appears to be Jill Biden's job to keep her husband upright and breathing.
Well, you know, she really does sort of keep her eye on him, it seems like. And it kind of goes beyond what, you know, you might normally do with your spouse, that kind of thing. But it just because Joe Biden exhibits these different things, which is very sad. There's no joy in talking about the idea that he seems to be faulty.
He obviously has a problem with his mental faculties. As you get older, things happen. Dementia is not uncommon. He actually also acts like somebody who may have had a stroke.
Right, exactly. So,
because of the way he tippy-toes around and all that. Oh, well. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back after the top of the hour news. More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and we'll see you in hour number two right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.